and today electric rates in California are increasing 3 times the national average. We don't want California taxes in Arizona or California's high cost of living. Why would we want California's skyrocketing electric bills? Visit VoteNoProp127.com and check the facts for yourself. Vote no on Prop 127. Paid for by Arizonans for Affordable Electricity. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving 3 generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show, every Thursday morning at 11, right here on Independent Talk. KFNX 1100 and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Us versus the U.S. Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369, or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers and how our market compares with the national averages. Then in our loan segment, volatility is back. Deanne has the latest on rates. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner. The strongest residential rent increases in Phoenix Metro are where? And down the stretch, a new partnership to talk about. New listings, a special big reduction deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Ah, we got Denver tonight.
Yep.
That's your team.
Yes. Yes.
How do you think it's going to go?
Both teams are underachieving horribly. I don't know. I would suspect Denver has a little bit more talent. They've played together a little longer, but you never know. So who's going to make the less?
You know, it is. I like the dog at home tonight, and that's the Cardinals.
Well, I don't know what to make of them. Yeah. David Johnson's touched the ball 25% of what he should be doing. I mean, they gave him some money, right, Davey, this year?
Oh yeah. Yeah, but he also fumbles too, right? Didn't he fumble?
Just like any other player.
I like Josh. He's got moxie.
He does.
I like Josh.
He's a winner.
You can just tell. Yeah, he's been at that level for quite some time.
We'll see what happens. I got to say, shout out to Devin Booker and the Suns last night.
Yes.
Wow, what a fourth quarter. I don't know if you guys watched it, but it was kind of a little bit of a loose game up until the fourth quarter. We kind of had the lead most of the way. It got a little tense, and then Booker turned it on.
Did they win?
Oh yeah. 122-100. I think Trevor Ariza is probably the most important pickup that they got, because you could see he can run the floor without actually, you know, touching the ball. And I think they need that. And also,
he's a sharpshooter.
Yeah. The guard they just got too.
Crawford? Crawford.
Yeah. Two great additions.
We'll see.
There's promise there. I like them. They were a little unorganized, a little disheveled, but
yeah, you could. A little loose. I call it loose.
Yeah. There was talent on that floor though. Yeah.
We'll That's got to be the biggest spread that the Suns have won in God knows how long.
Well, last year they lost their opener by 36 points.
Right.
So
nice turnaround.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to the Suns. Maybe we'll be in the playoff picture. That would be good. All right.
Real estate show. So we talk about real estate, pepper in a little bit of sports.
Pepper.
So let's talk about this market right now. It's kind of nuts. And I feel it's a little nutty. I get that the froth on the beer we talk about each week.
Right.
You know, I'd say about a month ago, 2 months ago, the froth, the head, as some people like to call it. Well, for lack of better measurements, I'd say it was a few inches. Let's just picture the head was a little few inches.
Okay. Got the picture.
Now I think the froth on listings as far as where you're going to be able to list your property versus what it's actually going to sell for is shrinking significantly. Picture the froth only being about a quarter inch right now to the beer.
So it's much more of a 50-50 market.
Yes.
You got rates increasing.
You got rates increasing and you got a flailing stock market.
And you have, you know, a pretty healthy run of appreciation.
And we got inventory that's rising. Inventory is almost to 18,000 active listings in MLS. Did you know that, Dave?
I know it now.
Did you know that the pendings are under 9,000? They're in the 88 range. Did you know that? They're normally in the 11.5 range. Did you know that inventory for the last few months was running in the mid 15,000 range? It's now at almost 18. Did you know that, average days on market is now significantly higher? Almost a range of 15 to 20 days more than it was a month ago. Did you know that the amount of reductions in real estate on prices has jumped almost 19% in the last week? I'm starting to see reductions come across my desk.
We have a special big reduction deals a little week later.
We're starting to see open houses. Probably because it's cooler out, but I'm starting to see lots of open houses. Lots of reductions. I do believe that the market is still very strong.
So, but underneath the, like, so we go
the,
off un,
of the underbelly.
You're saying there's a little bit of softness that wasn't there. Like, for example, when I look at these stats in August, which is the
August
latest.
August is a lifetime ago, but yeah.
It says our region saw a 7.43% price increase compared with August of 2017. According to CoreLogic. Nationally, home prices rose 5.5 versus year over year.
Obviously,
so we're actually on pace a little bit ahead of, now this is, you know, backward looking stats because August is the finished month.
Right. Now that's not only August stats, but that's for July.
Well, it just says for August 2017. Okay. I'm just looking at that.
But what I'm getting at is that we're talking real time. I'm on the front lines. I'm in the bunkers. I got my hat on. I got my machete. I'm in the front line. I'm just telling you what I see.
And so what you're saying is, and I'm on the front lines as well, have another little perspective I'm going to throw at you. But you're seeing more softness, which I see that. You know, homes are lagging on market a little bit more. We are seeing more reductions, which says we could be coming into a more of a 50. I'd say we are in a more of a 50-50 market.
It depends on the price range. It depends on the market. It depends on the location. It depends on the house. To determine whether or not you're at a 50-50 market. I believe that that home is priced correctly and in a great area and is nicely updated, nicely appointed, very clean. I still think that it is a little bit more geared towards a seller's market. I think that if you have idiosyncrasies with your property, backing the busy streets, backing the power lines, not cared for, leaky roofs, falling down gates, cabinets that look like they've been ridden hard, put away wet. That's the kind of stuff that it is more of a buyer's market. And the properties have got to be priced correctly more so now than it was 2 weeks ago.
In a big picture sense, what our market has now that it did not have, say, 5 years ago, some of the what we're calling the iBuyers, the buyers of real estate in the 100 to 500,000 range, the open doors, the offer pads and such are putting in essence, they are out there buying homes in, by the hundreds and putting a floor in that price point, in that lower price point. There is a buyer for that price point. You know, now, is it going to be full market? No, but we do have buyers. that are supporting our market in the lower price points.
Oh, anything under 300,000, I believe it is still a seller's market to a point. Anything between 3 and 7 is a little bit mixed, depending on the property. Over a million, you know, that's actually a fairly healthy market, because we do have, that market is, somewhat interest rate insensitive and fairly bulletproof to financial, woes that middle class and less expensive homes go through.
There you go. You got it from all sides, from in the bunker, from behind the bunker, from last month. Coming up next, though, we got some volatility out there. Deanne has all the latest on rates. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving 3 generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. You can call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318 right now. If you have a financing question or refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728, over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannotized. Is Deanne with us? Do we have her? She's coming back. Right?
Okay. Yes.
Right? Deanne?
Yes.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to the show, Deanne.
Technical difficulty.
I saw Chet was like behind the glass, frantic, throwing all these signals at me saying, we got her, we don't have her, we got her, and now we have you.
Now you have me.
Somehow we lost Rick's mic though, Chet. I don't know if we can do anything with that.
Oh, hey.
There he is, he's back. He's saying, welcome Deanne, and Deanne's not here. Anyway.
I'm back. In the atmosphere.
So Deanne, rates going crazy. We got volatility. Market's up 400. It's down 500. It's up. It's down. It's this. It's that. The 10-year is fluctuating around between lately 3.1 and 3.2, much closer to 3.2 today, which is sort of, you know, is a kind of a indicator of rates in general. The higher that goes, the higher rates tend to go. Where are we with all this?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got a midday rate increase yesterday. So with the volatility in the market, the investors tend to pull the trigger and they'll bump the rate. And then if we have a good day, they're very, very, very slow in giving us any return. So anytime you're in a volatile market, even if you read the business section, everybody is saying lock it in because it'll go up much quicker and it's going to come down if it comes down at all.
There you go. So when you're talking about investors, you're talking about the people that are the institutions that are underwriting the financing, right?
That buy the loans, right. Like we sell to over 40 different banks. And yesterday when we had a midday price change, they stopped pricing. And if you didn't get your lock-in in time, you're subject to whatever the rate is after the price change.
So everyone out there,
investors being the banks, like the Wells Fargo and the U.S. Bank and the people that we sell to.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone out there that's right. Sort of contemplating to, you know, now obviously they've gone through a rate increase. People are still sort of hedging, waiting to see if they could get maybe an eighth back or even a quarter. And, you know, because of the volatility out there, what you're saying is the chances of it coming, rates coming back to you are probably less.
Absolutely. And of course, I don't have a crystal ball, but I always tell my clients, hey, if this payment works for you, you're better off to lock it in and just go. Because if you don't and you wait and you wait, then you're going to be sorry if you're paying a quarter percent higher or if you have to pay a discount point, meaning let's say if you wanted to get today's rate and the rate had gone up a quarter or an eighth and you're on a 280,000 FHA, a point would be an additional $2,742 that maybe if you locked in, you wouldn't have had to pay.
Right. So, and you're talking about towards cost to get the loan.
Absolutely.
On the other side of that, as Rick was kind of talking about in the open, we're seeing a little more softness in general in the market. Might be a chance to hopefully negotiate some closing cost credit with the seller, maybe a little bit of a discount on price. It's more of a 50-50 market. So you have that on the other side.
I do. I'm seeing more and more sellers agree to pay costs and more listing agents preparing the sellers that you're probably going to have to pay some costs if you want to sell your property. Because unless you've got a real hot property, aggressively priced, may be a different story.
Sure.
And you find that out in the first couple of weeks. You list your property first week, you'll see. You'll see right off the bat what the activity level is. And you're like, whoa, did I underprice it? Did I overprice it? You know, a lot of times when people get the pricing on the properties and they get five offers, they're thinking, oh, my God, I underpriced my house. Not necessarily.
Yeah. Our own little stable of listings, we've certainly seen some reductions. And it's generating activity. So that's just a symptom of the ebb and flow of markets.
What would you think about the psyche of the buyer right now, Deanne? Would you say that the buyer is more apt to want to rush in and lock and buy a property? Or would you say that they're sitting on the sidelines waiting? Is it knocking a lot of people out of properties that they were thinking about wanting to buy and now they have to find a little bit less expensive property and they're not finding anything appealing? What is your take?
I'm finding that people are getting out there trying to secure a property because they're afraid rates are going to go up because the feds are saying they're going to raise them again. So, yes. And make sure that if you are pre-qualified somewhere that you check with your loan officer and find out where rates are because that can definitely deter. Like if you wanted to go 280 and the rate's gone up a quarter or three-eighths or a half since you got pre-qualified, you may want to bring your thought process down to 260 because you know, what somebody can qualify doesn't necessarily mean that's what they want to pay on a monthly basis.
Exactly. And not only that, but if you think about it, prices in real estate are going to come down a lot slower than rates will go up. So if you're looking at 280 and now you got to go to 260, you're not going to be happy probably as to what's for 260 until prices start to come down.
That's a great point.
And the other thing is, what about people that are in new build situations like right now? They got into their new build, say, 3 months ago, and the property has got 3 more months to go. And they got qualified in the very beginning on a rate that was going to be at, say, 5% or 4 3/8 or 4 7/8.
Yeah, 4.5.
4.5. Now what? Because I would imagine some of them are real close to qualifying, not qualifying. And you know, not to mention, builders contracts are non-refundable. So if you can't qualify at the end because the rates went up,
you lose your earnest.
In general,
yeah.
Maybe they're not all that way.
There's probably a finance contingency in some of these things, but earnest money still.
Actually, there is no finance. There's no finance contingency in a new build. You put your money up, you get qualified within 30 days or 15 days, and you're on your way. They're building that house based on your earnest money. So each contract is different, but if you're doing a new build right now, get out there, find out what the rates are, and see what your variance is.
Well, and plan for at least an additional point. It would be my advice to the buyer. You know, when I qualify for new builds, I always qualify at least half a percent above what the going rate is. And I have one right now that's supposed to close this month. It's a small builder. It's taken him over 6 months. You know, when we first started the process, we were in the low fours, and I finally convinced him to lock at 4.875. He kept thinking that the rates were going to come down, and I said, I mean, they could afford it, didn't matter, but it's a large loan. The loan is 453.1. So every quarter of a percent, you know, you're looking at $80, $90 a month for the next 30 years. So he finally locked in, and he kept holding out hope that it was going to go down, and now he's very grateful that he not locked in when he did. He'd be looking at 5.25.
I mean, a lot of times you're dealing with using builders. A lot of times they have incentives that could be, allocated toward, buying down your rate, which may be an option for some of you out there. If you have run into that situation where rates spiked, you didn't have enough leeway in your lock, what have you, look at the builder incentives, because you may have to, as Deanne says, look at buying down the rate. Okay, Deanne, so we have... And again, if you have any questions about new build financing or any of the things we're talking about today, Deanne Reisner's direct line at Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. 602-606-6728. Let's see, where are we with rates today, Deanne? You want to start FHA?
Yeah. FHA, good credit, $280,000 sales price. The interest rate's still hanging in there, barely at 5%. Of an APR of 5.812, all-in payment $1,842.30.
$1,842. That includes mortgage insurance, taxes, insurance, all of that, HOA and allowance?
Yes, it's estimated, and of course taxes vary all over the valley. So, you know, it's something that you want to watch.
How about VA?
VA, 100% financing, $280, we're at 5%. APR 5.346, all in 1722.92.
All right, 1723, still 5%. VA, how about conventional, Deanne?
Conventional, 20% down, good credit. We're at 5.25 with an APR of 5.364, all in 1424.44.
All right, 1424, that's conventional financing based on 280. 20% down gets you a payment of 1424. How about the investor?
The investor, 5.75, APR of 5.868, 20% down, good credit, $1,494.70.
$1,495, there you have it. All right, so 5.75, 5.25 for conventional. The government loans, right. FHA and VA, still hanging in there at 5%. If you guys have any questions, if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're a VA buyer, Deanne does VA like nobody's business. Give her a call, 602-606-6728, 602-606-6728. Deanne, thanks so much. And by the way, I know you mentioned credit. Credit can make your mortgage insurance fluctuate. The better the credit, the lower the mortgage insurance. You got to give Deanne a call for that one. Deanne, thanks for everything today.
Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks.
Coming back, Investor's Corner. The strongest residential rent increases in Phoenix Metro are where? Next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Fallout from that August grand jury report that detailed allegations of priest sex abuse in Pennsylvania. Sources tell the Associated Press the Justice Department has now opened an investigation and served subpoenas on dioceses across the state. A Texas grand jury's indicted former U.S. gymnastic president Steve Penny on what's believed to be an attempt to cover up for disgraced former team doctor Larry Nassar. Correspondent Clayton Neville.
The indictment alleges Penny ordered the removal of documents from the Caroli Ranch in Huntsville relating to Nassar's activities at the one-time training facility for USA Gymnastics to impair the investigation into the now-imprisoned Nassar. The Walker County, Texas District Attorney's Office says Penny was arrested by a fugitive task force in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Wednesday, and is awaiting extradition back to Texas.
Stock market struggles are continuing today with new worries about China trade and rising interest rates on Wall Street. The Dow down more than 340 points. I'm Mike Moss.
Arizona News Radio. Meeting for the first time since their debate Monday, Republican candidate for Senate Martha McSally doubled down on her claim that her Democratic rival Kyrsten Sinema supported treason in a remark she made 16 years ago. A man who fell down a mineshaft Monday was rescued Wednesday night. 62-year-old John Waddell tumbled 100 feet down the pit on Monday, and it wasn't until Wednesday that a Good Samaritan found him and called for help. State Mine Inspector Joe Hart says the mineshaft was marked.
I can see from the picture that it's got our fencing around it and our placard saying stay out, stay alive.
The Arizona Cardinals have a home game tonight against the Denver Broncos with kickoff set for 5:20 p.m. It will cause problems for the afternoon commute.
We're recommending, first of all, that football fans try to get out there early to avoid commuter traffic for rush hour.
The Suns beat the Mavericks 121-100 in their season opener last night at Talking Stick Resort Arena. Mike Sauceda, Arizona News Radio.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, sunny this morning, high of 81. Clear this evening, low 62. Sunshine again Friday, high of 86. Clear Friday night, low 67. Sunshine Saturday, high of 88. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 75 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, the second half of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back. to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free. Of course, it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
How about that?
There you go. Check out
across the valley. There's some good deals out there, but we're going to talk about rents. What are rents doing?
Well, it's interesting. I was looking at this. We talked a little bit about this last week, but what, you know, a lot of investors listen to the show, little small investors, people looking to do, you know, buy a home, rent it out. And it's interesting that, this is a study from Rent Cafe, which says that rents rose 6.9% during the past 12 months. So, and this is based on an average per month on all apartment sizes, the overall 933 to 997. That's all apartments, making us the third fastest growing rental market in the United States. The Valley's rent increases outpaced the national average by 3%. But still, our overall pricing remains below the national average, which is $1,400 for an apartment. That's a national average. Ours is now $997. So I think a part of this is leading into a bigger picture, which is why a lot of institutional buyers, we have a lot of institutional buyers here because they see overall affordability in our market. And so we've partnered up with one of these institutional buyers, and they are, we can find, if your home is in that, say, 200 to 325 range, we have a buyer, potentially. And we can make you a very strong competitive market offer. Because these guys aren't necessarily about getting an undermarket price. They're all about the yield of the house. That's why they are targeting the highest rental markets in town, such as Peoria, such as Tempe and South Scottsdale. These areas where home values are still kind of in that range. South Scottsdale is getting a little out of control. Tempe certainly still in the mix. But if you want an offer on your home, and you can actually lease it back and stay in the house, and you're in that sort of price point, in that 200 to 300 range, give us a call, 480-451-3318. 480-451-3318. I think we can get you a very competitive market offer, and you could still stay in your house if that's your plan. Or you can move on and they'll lease it up themselves.
Think about that for a minute.
But the key to the thing is we can get you a very competitive market offer and you can decide. Because these guys are all about yield. They see upside in our rental market. And that's what this is about. A lot of the sort of the open door type thing is you're selling your house at a discount to market. Significantly, typically. These guys aren't necessarily, that's not their model. Their model is a buy and hold model. Open door puts the home back on the market, so they need a little margin.
If you're thinking about, I mean, obviously if you're new build, right? If you're in a new build situation, you got to sell your house and you ran into a situation where the market kind of softened up and you have 3 more months to go, give us a call because we can get this buyer to possibly look at your property.
Yeah.
And you could live in it for the next 3 months until you close on your house. Number two.
Or just stay in it. I mean, you know, some people have some equity in their house.
They want to
capture the equity. And maybe they want to wait till prices fluctuate, what have you.
If you think that this market has topped, and that your house is at the upper end of its value, why not try to sell it now, live in it for a year, and then buy when the market possibly dips?
You know, I was talking to somebody after the show last week who says, you know, I need to do a lot of work on my house, but I really don't have the capital available to do that. And, that might be an option. If this seems to fit that price point in their model, they will consider an offer, a competitive market offer. Just give us a call. We can get it to you. 480-451-3318, 480-451-3318. Go on eltonbrothers.com. You can sign in and email us your address, and we can look it up and get you a competitive market offer on your home. So that's something to consider. And so it works two ways. We work with a lot of investors, obviously. And I was just surprised to see Peoria at the top of the list. The biggest regional increase, Peoria.
Wow. I thought Gilbert was last week.
And by the way, this is between September of 2017 and September 2018.
Tempe, Gilbert.
And just to put a button on that piece, the average rent in Peoria, $1,114, which was a 9.5% increase over last year.
Does it say the dwelling? Was it anything having to do with the two bedrooms?
It's just all.
So an average of all the rents.
Average all. And by the way, Rent Cafe only dealt with cities greater than 100,000 in population and more than 2,900 apartment units available for rent. So, but going forward, you can see there's a lot going on west of the I-17. There's a lot going on around the 303. There's lots of infrastructure going on.
That 303 is an artery of growth.
A lot of our investors are targeting the Peoria area, also the Mesa area, east of the 202, or in and around that 202, that northeast Mesa quadrant. So there's lots of areas that are very strong, for investors to consider. If you guys are in that sort of single family home, want to get started with picking up your first rental property, we can do a whole analysis and break down what the returns, the expected returns can be. Give us a call, 480-451-3318.
What do you want to do?
You want to go, got a listing or two? You want to talk about?
Yeah.
Just as a preview?
Yeah. We got,
we've been talking about reductions. You want to talk about a reduction, Rick?
Yeah, I do. How about Scottsdale? This is a good one.
Oh, wait. Are we going? I was going with our listings.
Oh, I thought you said a reduction on just the reduction.
Well, okay. Maybe Desert Cove.
Yeah. All right. Check this out. This condominium that I have at Shea and Tatum. It's a two bedroom, two bath, 1,059 square feet, built in 88, but completely remodeled. It started at 215. There was one in there that sold at 218. The market, this is on a third floor and there's no elevator. If there was an elevator at this particular property, I would have sold it 97,000 times over. But unfortunately, there is no elevator and there's a little bit of steps. So all you millennials out there that want to run up and down steps and be close to a golf course,
and close to everything.
Close to everything. It's like the perfect location. It's a pretty good size. Two bedroom, two bath, condominium, two balconies, totally remodeled, granite countertops, new cabinets, new appliances. It's right down now to 203. And guess what? This complex is FHA approved. Did you know that?
I know it now. So does everybody else.
FHA approved, 203, probably one of the best values in the area at Shea and Tatum.
Can I do a coming soon?
Yeah.
In Tremonto.
Ooh.
Tremonto is another North Phoenix area that's very much on fire. But we have a single level 4,000 to 4,100 square foot house, four bedroom, four and a half bath, Spanish style, carriage garage doors, beautiful mountain views, and highly upgraded. This is a former model. We're going to put it on in that 685 to 695 range, 4,000 plus square feet. And it's also got a beautiful office den space as well. So it's four bedroom den office and three car garage. So think about that one. Not on the market just yet.
I got a coming soon too. I talked about this last week. Cordabella. Have you ever been to Cordabella?
I have.
It's this area out there right off the 303 and El Mirage. It is a guard gated community, golf course, clubhouse, 45 and older. The architecture is amazing. It's all newer And it's, I don't have a list price on it yet, but it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a casita.
The thing about Cordovel is
1900 square feet.
It's got the golf courses, the fitness centers, the social activities. It's all about the active lifestyle for 45 and over. Coming up next, new listing, more new listings, a special big reduction deals of the week. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Yelter Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Close down the road, you find someone else who's looking. Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton, still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed, special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it, we're here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, EltonBrothers@Cox.net. You can always check us out at EltonBrothers.com. And Rick has some Instagram stuff and Facebook and what else? What are those other social media
places? I'm only on four, really. I'm on...
You're Snorky80. What's that one?
Snorky80's Instagram. You got my Facebook. You got Snorky80. And you got LinkedIn. And you got Twitter.
Yeah. Well, LinkedIn, yeah. We're...
Hey, Twitter. Hang on, I got to turn my
phone
that on.
Down. Turn that down. All right.
But yeah, I mean, we like to play around in there, put some listings up, show some dumb pictures of my dog, you know,
all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, we had some listings. Do you want to keep going with that?
Yeah,
you want to do something else? What do you want to do?
Let's continue with the listings. Okay. We have a new house that's got an open house to it. That's what I wanted to talk about. There's an open house at this property today on 91st Place. Actually, the address is 23195 North 91st Place. Right? There's an open house there today between 1 and 4.
Pinnacle Peak and Pima. North Scottsdale.
Pinnacle Peak and Pima. You can see Pinnacle Peak from there. It's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,700 square feet, built in 02, custom house. Granite counters, great floor plan. It's got two bedrooms with a Jack and Jill on one side of the house. It's got the master and two other bedrooms on the other side of the house. It's got a den. It's got built-ins.
Got a game room.
Single level. It's got a view lot. Beautiful property for $825.
Big wash behind it.
Yeah. How about this one in Aviano? The largest, nicest mirror door plan in Aviano, which is at Desert Ridge. 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 7,350 square feet, built in 05. Game rooms, lofts, couple dining rooms, couple living rooms, just amazing amount of like stuff going on. This is at $1,249,500. A house in there that's only 5,300 square feet just sold for $1.1 million.
So 2,000 square feet smaller.
Without a pool. That one did not have a pool.
Wow. That's actually pretty.
It's a good comp.
Encouraging.
How about this property we got listed again at Cactus and 100th Street? 9 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 7,230 square feet, 2 full kitchens. Single level, 4-car garage, pool, almost 2 acres of splittable land for $1,850,000.
Speaking of splittable land, we have 7 acres. 7 acres, zoned C2, very flexible zoning. Your project here at the corner of 111th Avenue and Olive could be a great Walgreens, could be a bank, could be a restaurant, gas station, multifamily. You name it, it's on 7 acres. Tons to do out there. It's listed at 1.296.
How about out there in Cave Creek? Got 5 acres. Gentle sloping land. You can hit a good driver to Harold's from this. And I know a lot of people use Harold's as a landmark because it's a pretty cool place.
But it's surrounded by Continental Mountain to the north, Black Mountain to the south, mountains to the west, mountains to the east. It's incredible. It's like God's country. Check out the photos of this on eltonbrothers.com.
$397,000 for beautiful custom lot, 5 acres.
Also in West Phoenix. Perfect. Perfect 4-bedroom, 2-bath pool. We just put some new carpet, new paint, 2-car garages, 1,800 square feet. Perfect price. $249,900, $138 a foot for a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. Perfect family home. Close to the freeways, but not too close, so you got great access. Check that one out as well, $249,900.
For all the other listings, go on eltonbrothers.com or give us a call, 480-451-3318.
Yeah, and if you guys have a house out there in that 200 to 300 range, we can get you a competitive offer. If it meets our buyer's model, which most of them do, we're looking for high rental market area. We're looking for yield. Not so much about the price for us, but it is for you. That's why it's a win-win. You can stay in the property. So if you want a competitive offer on your house, give us a call, 480-451-3318.
You want to talk about some drastic reductions?
Yes. We're talking about reductions. These are some big ones.
How about this?
Which means motivated sellers typically.
How about in Phoenix? This is a 3-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 3,100 square feet with a den. Was $1,049,000. It's been reduced $200,000 to $1,350,000.
How about this one, Rick, in Paradise Valley? Yeah, this looks incredible. 4-bedroom, 4-bath, pool spa, 3-car garage, 4,100 square feet, built in 97. They had it on for $1,895,000. Now, $1,450,000. That's a $440,000 reduction in PV.
There's another one in, here's one in Scottsdale. 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3,889 square feet, built in 92. Was 785. It's now down to it was 795. Now it's down to 759. Wow, that's a big reduction.
Another one in Scottsdale. 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath pool. This is in Gated Country Club Mirabel. It's got a casita, 3-car garage, plus a den, 4,000 square feet. They had it on for $1,675,000, just reduced to $1,375,000.
How about
$300,000?
How about this in Maricopa? 5 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, 4,359 square feet, built in 07, was 600. Now it's at 555 in Maricopa. Goodyear, 4-bedroom, 2.5, 4,000 square feet, built in 06, was 580. Now it's 550.
How about this one in Glendale, North Glendale? 8 bedrooms, 7 baths, pool, casita, den, 10-car garage, Rick, with a 10-car slab.
What the?
6,600 square feet. They had it on the market for $1,295,000, it's now $995,000. They went three. That's a huge house. That's $150,000 a foot. Custom home in Glendale.
10-car garage.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's for the enthusiast.
You better be enthusiastic with a 10-car garage.
How about Goodyear? 5 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, 4,800 square feet, built in 06, was $490,000. Now it's down to $453,900. $94 a foot in Goodyear.
McCormick Ranch.
But that's 4,700 square feet.
4,700 square, yeah. How about McCormick Ranch? 3 bedroom, 3 bath. This is in Scottsdale. 2-car garage. 2,700 square feet. They had it on at 540. They just reduced it to 495, Rick. That's a $45,000 reduction. It's almost 9%.
Lots of reductions. There's lots of volatility out there in the marketplace in general.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah. And give us a call. We got our fingers on the pulse of the market. We could definitely get some distressed properties for you, lead you in a direction where some great investment properties would be. As we're talking about earlier, we have investors that will buy your property, and it's more about cap rate, 4.5% cap rate, depending on price, depending on what the rent could be. And you could stay in your property. You could sell it and lease it back. A lot of really interesting things going on out there in the market.
You know, we talk about leasebacks on this program quite a bit because we have a lot of leaseback investors that work with builders and they lease their models back. And we have one. We sold that place up in Bullhead City. But just to give you an example of how this program works, our investor bought the property for $340,000. It was sold close to $390,000. So they made almost $50,000 in appreciation, but the lease was 3 years at 9%. 3 years at 9%. So they made 9% on the $340,000 for 3 years. And on top of that, it was a triple net lease. So the builder paid the taxes, insurance, and HOA during the lease term. So that's how this scenario works. When you hear us talk about these builder leasebacks, if you're interested in something like that, that was a 3 year. Some of them are 2 years. The returns will fluctuate. It's up to you whether or not you want to do it. We try to get 9. A lot of them end up being around 8. It's your call.
Does the builder primarily pay for HOA and all that, or is that just one package?
Triple net. So yes. Yeah,
builder does pay HOA. Okay. In the deals that we present to our investors, they are triple net deals.
Okay.
So that means the builder's going to pay the HOA, the taxes, insurance. We have a few going on in Utah right now where the leases have actually been extended now beyond 3 years. So they're getting that 9% return and it keeps going.
That's
impressive. And the appreciation has been incredible. And we don't sell the appreciation. That's just a byproduct of the market. These are income plays. These are passive income plays. If you're interested in anything like that, again, our number is 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We will get you on a list. We'll talk to you about the program, see if it's a good fit for you guys.
Yeah. Give us a call anyway. There's lots to talk about in real estate. Rents. See, a lot of time right now, people, possibly you got your house on the market and it's not working out. What is a good thing to do? Well, what are your options? If you wanted to move out, you bought another house, rent it out, because rents are really good right now. So you probably could cash flow a little bit. And, because I know a lot of people that, over the last, say, 6 months or so have decided to rent out instead of sell.
It's interesting. People always are talking to me, how do I get in? How do I get my first rental property? And a lot of people are sitting on financing right now in the 3.5 to 4 range. A lot of you have bought your first home and you're in that range. And that could become your first rental because it will cash flow.
Yeah, it's unlikely by now that you have an arm. I can't imagine there's too many arms out there. Hopefully you got rid of those.
Don't want to do arms.
Hopefully you got rid of that stuff and you got into a 30-year fixed anywhere between say 3.5 and 4.5. And if you did, the likelihood is your property will cash flow. So obviously, if you don't want to put it on the market, you think it's a little soft, let's try to rent it out.
There's lots of options. We'd love to talk to you. You can set your listing appointment. We can present all sides of it. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, Best Steaks in Town, our man behind the glass, Chet, and of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we have flexible fees, a radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. Your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Thursday at 11 right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time. It's 12 o'clock.